Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And yes, like always, on our Over the Hump Wednesday, thanks for tuning in here, boys and girls. We'll give you an abbreviated version of Butch on Sports tonight here. Maybe short, maybe long, but I'll try to get by with it here. A lot of good news here and a lot of news that maybe you don't want to listen to, but we'll give it to you anyway here. And always, I say this sincerely. Thanks for tuning in. The executive of the Detroit Lions, Vice President and General Manager Brad Holmes, in the season press conference with an opening statement, and I'll read it to you, boys and girls. First of all, I just kind of want to start off by giving some appreciation and thanks. Obviously, the first and foremost to our ownership, their support, their beliefs, mostly important, their patience that they practice with the plan that we have put in place. And what we have trying to build just really means everything. I want to thank the players, just their grit and commitment. Oh, boy. That was the opening statement. And, yes, he had some more to it, but I didn't want to read it here. In a nice way, the general manager, Brad Holmes, was very happy of the ending of the season after the Lions started off with a 6, or should I say, a 1-6 record here. Let's go to the Wayback Machine here and give you a little sample here. Let's start 2 years back for Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions. Last year at this time, the Lions was having difficulties, like a hog, having difficulty finding slop. Had a bad record. In the eighth game, or the, yes, the bye week here, the eighth week, Dan Campbell decided to take over the offensive reins, which led to the firing of the offensive coach at the end of the season, which bring in Mr. Johnson there. Following up that particular season with a 4-12 record, it starts off with this year, which 17 games were permitted, one more game than last year. The Lions have started off with a 1-6 record. And the seventh week, and I do believe the bye week, again, the Lions made some changes. Firing the defensive cornerback and safeties coach there. But maybe that just woke up some bells here, because after that, the Lions went ahead on and had an 8-2 season, almost making the playoffs. Isn't that lovely? Can we say the Lions is going to stay the same this year? No. I'm quite sure the Lions may lose some coaches. The Lions might lose some players due to free agency. The Lions might make some changes and make some trades. However, hopefully that this year the Lions have learned a lesson, and we have too. I don't know what the lesson is for us, the fans out there. We react by what we see. But for the Lions coaching staff, they know what we expect, and we expect the winner. And we hopefully that next year they'll bring in a playoff caliber team that, yes, can win some playoff games. Not just get there, but win some games. I think a big victory this year is they did not quit, especially the last game of the season when they know they wasn't going anywhere because Seattle in overtime won their game on a field goal. But the Lions kept on gritting around during that Green Bay game. The score went up and down and all around. But the Lions stuck with it. And they finally beat Green Bay at home. Not an easy task to do. But the Lions did it. And Rodgers went off there very, very studious and very, very nice. I would say he didn't cry on the field and like some of the Green Bay Packers were going down the tunnel doing. However, because, of course, if the Green Bay Packers had won this past Sunday night, they would be in the playoffs and Seattle wouldn't. But the Lions fixed that. If we can't go, you can't go either. And isn't that lovely? They expressed themselves. We'll see the Lions next year do some things that I'm quite sure that might be mediocre and then might be fun, but hopefully they have a progressive, very progressive year. Remember, the Lions have 2 first-round picks in the first round. Ah, can't wait to then. That'll be sometime in April, boys and girls. But in the meanwhile, the playoffs has come in the past. The NFL playoffs begin with the Super Wild Card Weekend presented by Verizon. I had to say that there. Which is for the second consecutive year will conclude on a Monday night. The schedule for the Super Wild Card Weekend will include on Saturday the 14th. The NFC will start it on off with Seattle at San Francisco. That's 4:30. That's on Fox. Followed by the Los Angeles Chargers at Jacksonville, 8:15. That's on NBC and Peacock. Sunday, a triple header, boys and girls. The AFC will be starting it off with the Miami Dolphins versus the Buffalo Bills. It's at 1 o'clock on CBS, followed by the 4:30 game, NFC game, of course, there, New York Giants at Minnesota. That'll be, yes, on Fox. And, yes, yes, D, on NBC and Peacock, Telemundo, and stuff like that there. The Baltimore Ravens against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's an 8:15 game. That's at night, boys and girls. Monday night will conclude with the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, I said it. The Dallas Cowboys at Tampa Bay. That'll be 8:15 on ESPN, ABC, ESPN2, I should say, with the Manning cast, ESPN Plus, ESPN Deportes. And now you have that. And by the way, let's give you some stats there, boys and girls. The Miami Dolphins, they'll be without starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa for their wild card game against the Buffalo Bills. Head coach Mike McDaniels announced that Wednesday. Tua failed to clear the NFL concussion protocol. Tua missed the past 2 games after suffering a concussion during the Miami game against the Green Bay Packers in Week 16. Wish him well. NFC Players of the Week, the Lions running back Jamal Williams, Seattle Seahawks safety Quandre Diggs, and the Eagles kicker Jake Elliott were named the NFC Players of the Week for week number 18. For the AFC, the Players of the Week were the Denver Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, the Jaguars linebacker Josh Allen, and the Bills wide receiver and running back Nia Hines were named the NFC Player of the Week. And you saw Nia Hines in the Buffalo Bills game. You started off the game with a running back a kickoff, and then start off the second half, running back a kickoff. Divine intervention here. And a lot of the fans, they were cheering for DeMar Hamlin. We'll get to that particular scenario in a moment. If you need to know, the Chicago Bears, again, will hold the number one draft pick for the 2023 National Football League draft, which is scheduled for April the 27th through the 29th in Kansas City, Missouri. If you want to travel, make your reservations now. Hopefully the airlines will not hold you up. After 1 week of a terrible collapse, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin was discharged. That was yesterday from the University of Cincinnati's Hospital Medical Center. That was on Monday, I take that back here. He has returned home. Hamlin was in the hospital since he first experienced a cardiac arrest on the field on the Bills week 17 game against the Bengals on January the 2nd. He's doing well and beginning his next stage of recovery. The doctors, William Knight said via the NFL Network's telecast there. Now, since we have dealt with that, Hamlin was transferred to a Buffalo hospital where he was continuing his recovery. However, today, this afternoon, he was dismissed from the hospital and was able to return home in his Buffalo home. And he'll be doing his reset and training, and when I say training, but recovery stage here, for weeks and weeks upcoming there. Doctors guesstimate it may take as long as maybe 4 months for him to get back into somewhat a livable state of consciousness and basically regularity there. So there are doctors that are just asking the general public to be nice. Be nice. Speaking of games, the video game published by EA Sports will remove a touchdown celebration from the Madden's NFL 23 that shows players giving each other CPR in the wake of the Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin's cardiac arrest on week 17. The celebration exists in the game already. However, EA Sports said they will release a software update soon to eliminate it from most recent and popular game video there. So beware, or don't be square there. You got PlayStation and all that other stuff there. They'll probably download that and take it away on without your knowledge there. But all you got EA Sports, they're going to have a cleanup kit that they want to take that off. And they probably respectfully want you to take it off their particular game as well there. Now, according to the business of the Indianapolis Business Journal, the city has already declined the opportunity to scheduling conflicts, which will happen to be volleyball. Yes, the NFL has asked the Indiana. this was pretty fun. The Indianapolis Colts, hey, would you loan us a stadium if a scenario come up with the championship game where Kansas City and Buffalo meet? And guess what, boys and girls? Indianapolis said no. And regardless of that, they went to Detroit Lions Ford Field, the home of the Lions. Of course, the Lions are going under a facelift, if you don't know there. They are changing out their turf, the hard to play the game. They're tired of injuries are going on the particular turf they have laid out on the field, which I've walked on many occasions without injury, of course. Of course, I'm not running and playing on it. And for now, there's no set time when that will be finished. And for now, for a possible neutral site, they have not made a decision where that's going to be played. That's talking about the NFL, who made the decision that the game will be played on neutral ground. Speaking of grounds there, the Detroit Tigers owned by the Illich Holdings, they plan to make some arrangements and condition changes at Comerica Park. They plan on moving the center field wall at Comerica Park. The team announced that today, this afternoon. The center field fence will be moved 10 feet, making the wall 412 feet from home plate instead of 420-something feet there and then some there. The height of the wall will also be lowered from 8.5 feet to 7 feet. Right center field from 13 feet to 7 feet. Right field from 8.5 feet to 7 feet. This is a typical conversation for quite some time within the organization. The Tigers president of baseball operations, Scott Harris, said in his statement, "We are confident that these plans accomplish our goals in improving offensive conditions when the hardest balls are hit while maintaining Comerica Park's unique dimensions and style of play. That also gives a chance for outfielders to make plays on the ball," which that wall in right center field is high and also center field high, where you, of course, you can't make a play. What can you do, huh? What can you do? I say absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh, well you got the news on that there. Let's move on. Naomi Osaka shocked the tennis fans on Saturday after withdrawing from the 2023 Australian Open a week before the event started. Osaka didn't give a reason for the withdrawal at the time, but prompted the question and speculation about her absence. Osaka ended that discussion today when she revealed that she is pregnant. Osaka, 25, made the announcement on Twitter. She showed the picture of an ultrasound and wrote a letter to the fans talking about her newest adventure. What a deal. What a deal, boys and girls. Congratulations to her. And hopefully the general public will give her a peace of mind and not talk about her like a dog because she's pregnant or whatever may be going on in her personal life. She's a very witty and very responsible young lady when I met her, okay? And very nice indeed here. Wish her well. With that saying, I don't have too much to say on this particular Wednesday on there, but I will say I could give you some other things going on in the livelihood of this show, but I won't, okay? But Sunday, boys and girls, I should have that information all ready to go for you, okay? Sunday. Oh, we did do our first broadcast. Our first broadcast of a show that you'll love here, The Reset, with myself and Matt Pocket. And it will be on telly pretty doggone soon, like maybe tomorrow on Roku there. I am going to give you all that information on Sunday, okay? Because that is our pilot version tomorrow. It's going to be on Roku. It's over the OTT channels, over 10 of them there. And the network is that you look for is GoLiveSportsCast.com. Okay, so we got a few shows on that particular ordeal there that's coming up there. We're one of them there. We'll have a lock-in date and time that you can see it every single week, myself and Matt Pocket going to goods on sports news that you can't get enough of. It's a half an hour show, but we had fun doing the first show there. Indeed, we did here. And hopefully you will enjoy it too there. So Sunday we'll have all the ingredients to give you those goodies there. On Roku, Channel Box, UK, Samsung Europe, Disto, Meta X, Freebie, also the pizzazz of it'll be preloaded on smart TV brands such as TCL and Vizio, Hisense, along with the new ones like Tubi in Canada, MegaGo in Europe, and Sling. We're in negotiations with that they'll always be already preloaded on your smart TV sets there where you can get to it real easy. So, again, I'll have all the finalized information on that, our first show. We had fun doing that yesterday there. With that saying, hopefully you have a great, great weekend there. And hopefully I'm feeling a lot better there. I'm trying to get over a wee bit cold here. And no, I don't have COVID, but getting over a cold is hard to do too. But trying to keep myself as well as I possibly can. I should be feeling a lot better on Sunday. Hey, by the way, boys and girls, stay safe here. You got to wear a mask. Please do so. Keep yourself safe. I've been doing it. You do it too there. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check Butcher on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook. Or go to the horse of the matter here. Our main drag here at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchTOO. Podomatic.com, okay? Or you can go to the gamesportsshow.podbean.com to get the show in general. Hey, boys and girls, I had a blast. I got over this show. Hopefully get over some more. Hey, and you have a great, great weekend and behave yourself. All of you, okay? All righty now.